David Sally is known for combining unrelated images drawn from reality pop culture and art history into compositions that seem random and ambiguous, with no adherence to a traditional narrative. He also often employs a variety of painting styles in each work, from historical to photorealistic to cartoonish. This series, After Michelangelo, which was created between 2005 and 2006, maintains Sally's signature style, even though the works do address an overall theme. The paintings were commissioned by Roman art collector Carlo Bellotti for the Museo Carlo Bellotti in Rome. The series was painted in East Hampton, where Sally maintains a home and studio. But due to the large scale of these works, Sally rented space in a hangar at East Hampton Airport to complete them. Bellotti asked Sally to create a contemporary response to the Sistine Chapel, and Sally tackled the commission by choosing three biblical references: the creation, the flood, and the last judgment. In each work, he chose to overlay scenes from Michelangelo's signature paintings with a host of imagery from popular culture, contemporary news events, and art history. All three works came into the parish collection in 2018. In The Flood, which is on view here, Sally updated the biblical story of the deluge from the Book of Genesis with references to natural disasters such as the 2004 Asian tsunami with Hokusai's The Great Wave and Hurricane Katrina with a silkscreen newspaper clipping. Each work in the series consists of two panels. On each of the right panels, Sally includes a vortex made from a figure distorted into an ominous spiral. Sally has experimented with vortex motifs repeatedly since 2004, juxtaposing the cartoonish abstracted forms with his characteristic representational imagery. The references to Michelangelo are so well known and loaded with meaning that Sally began the project aiming to find balance between them and the rest of the imagery in the work. His solution was technical. He said, "I would paint the Michelangelo parts, like the ark, the people huddled under a tree, and the man carrying another man on his back in acrylic, not only because acrylic has a surface texture and luminosity that appropriates the fresco technique of the originals, but also because it's quite flat and sits more naturally in the background. Everything else, the non-Michelangelo material, like the helicopter, is painted in oil, which is much brighter and more saturated, making for a natural separation from the background."